Members of the Senate's Transportation Committee took up a bill that would allow ride-sharing businesses to legally operate in West Virginia. Ride-sharing companies like Uber and Lyft run through smartphone software and allow anyone to connect with a local driver who provides taxi-like services with their personal vehicle. The legislation itself, Senate Bill 385, defines transportation network companies, or TNCs. It requires the companies get a permit for operation from the Division of Motor Vehicles at an annual cost of $5,000 and exempts them from regulations the State Public Service Commission imposes now on standard taxi companies. The bill requires TNCs to conduct background checks on all drivers, disclose the driver's pictures and license plate numbers, and have estimated ride costs available to the rider before he or she enters the vehicle. Brad Nail with Uber says because all of that information is provided up front, their service is safer than the average taxi.
When you're working on a TNC platform, all the parties to the transaction are known to one another. It's not an anonymous transaction like hailing a cab is, where you're getting in a marked cab, but you don't know who the driver is. You don't know, the driver doesn't know who the rider is. In a TNC transaction, you have a known driver who has been background checked. You have a known rider, and there's a record of that transaction. There's a record of the pickup. There's a record of where they're dropped off.
But not everyone is satisfied with the terms of the legislation. Jill Rice with the West Virginia Insurance Federation says there is still some confusion when it comes to what insurance coverage drivers and riders have during the stages of the ride-sharing process. She told the committee members they see the transaction as occurring in three stages. Stage one is when the driver activates the application on his or her phone to show he or she is willing to pick up a rider. Stage two is when the driver is matched with a passenger, and stage three is when the passenger is physically in the driver's vehicle. Rice says it's stage one the insurance community is worried about. The average driver carries a policy that covers only personal, not commercial activity.
What we want to make sure as an insurance community is that you, no matter whether you are a driver, a passenger in a TNC vehicle, a pedestrian who may be injured by a TNC driver, or another vehicle on the road who may be hit by a TNC vehicle, are protected adequately and that there is adequate coverage in place. Drivers and passengers could find themselves without coverage and no commercial coverage in place for this type of activity. That is the crux of our issue.
Counsel for the Transportation Committee advised members a committee substitute was drafted with that problem in mind. An amended version of the bill says stage one would be covered under a provision requiring a TNC to maintain minimum insurance coverage at $50,000 for injuries caused to a single individual, $100,000 for an aggregate of all passengers, and $25,000 for personal property damages. Once a driver accepts an offer from a rider or enters stage two, a $1 million coverage policy from the TNC kicks in to cover both the driver and passengers. Senator Bob Beach of Monongalia County says he's been dissatisfied with the quality of taxi service in West Virginia for years, but the legislature has always been blocked from progressing by the State Public Service Commission or other cab companies. This is a measure, he says, he'd like to see move forward.
Now, today we have an organization here who's bringing something unique to the table, a TNC, Uber, whatever the company you want to call it. They have a product that will work in West Virginia, will work in communities like Morgantown, Huntington, Charleston, Wheeling. Those with a high population, a high demand for a good and quality taxi cab service. And it may be personal vehicles, but at the same time, they are managing these cars, where our so-called taxi cab companies we have in the state of West Virginia right now are not managing their cars.
The bill was approved by the committee, but committee chair Senator Chris Walter said because of time, the committee needed to pass it without amendments. Those amendments instead will be offered in the Judiciary Committee. Rice says her group wants a provision added to the bill that would require TNCs to notify insurers that their policyholders have signed up to drive for ride-sharing companies and require primary commercial coverage for those drivers. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.